The world's biggest sporting entertainment event opens tomorrow. It's not the Olympics, and no, it's not soccer's World Cup. It's called, and this is the exact title in translation, it's called the Ararang Mass Games. It takes place in the Mayday Stadium in North Korea's capital, Pyongyang, and it involves about 100,000 gymnasts and other performers. Ararang's been called the greatest display of Stalinist choreography, and former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who once attended, described it as, quote, the Olympics on steroids. Fred Poe is another American who once attended Ararang. He's a travel agent in Little Rock, and he joins me on the line. Mr. Poe, welcome.
Thank you very much, Guy.
When did you go to Ararang?
I went year before last.
And how would you describe what Ararang is for those who are not familiar with
it? Well, if you could picture the Cirque du Soleil, the opening and closing ceremonies of the Olympics, and the Rose Bowl parade, and make a composite of all of that and take it to about the 10th power, that's the Ararang Games.
Wow.
It is a propaganda Mardi Gras. And they call it the Ararang Games. And I think games is probably a misnomer because there's nothing competitive at all about the thing.
What kind of performances are you looking at there?
Tens of thousands of acrobats, of people doing occasional gymnastics, of people doing national dances. It is a phantasmagoria, is the only adjective I can think of to describe the games in one word.
you can see excerpts of the games on YouTube and other online video channels, and it's quite bizarre. For example, tens of thousands of children are used to sort of flip up cards, and they know exactly when to hold them up.
Exactly, and it's almost as though you're looking at painting after painting after painting, and there must be, oh gosh, 100 transitions, at least 50, I'd say.
These games are, I understand they were initially sort of put together to honor the great leader, Kim Il-sung.
Kim Il-sung, exactly.
And now they honor the dear leader, Kim Jong-il. It's been sort of described, as I mentioned, as this great display of Stalinist choreography, of discipline.
Yeah.
As if every single person has achieved this form of perfection. It must be eerie to see that.
It is extremely eerie. Of course, the main purpose of the show seems to be, Guy, to glorify the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. And I pity the poor performer who doesn't perform impeccably.
And were you given any sort of background as to how long these performers train?
Well, apparently they train for a solid year, and to be chosen, they're picked as the most nimble and most able and most intelligent. And I couldn't help but picture my granddaughter's ballet recital every year where little people kind of bumble around on the stage, and these were just perfect. It's as though they had something implanted in their brains.
Were you ever conflicted about going to North Korea, spending
money there
in a country that is so repressive and has, you know, possibly killed as many as 2 million of its own people?
There's not a satisfactory answer to that question, but yes, one is certainly aware of the fact that you're spending more money than a body should to help prop up a regime that one doesn't want to live in. But still, curiosity is a basic impulse.
Fred Poe is the proprietor of Poe Travel in Little Rock, Arkansas. Mr. Poe, thanks for talking with us. And where's your next adventure?
Well, Guy, I'm just back from Kyrgyzstan and the Vakhan Corridor in Afghanistan and Tajikistan, and I think it's time to do something normal, like go to Vienna or Istanbul. I hope it's my favorite city in the world.